Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving straight into a really significant automotive story that just broke. No messing around, just the key details you really need about a major recall. Could affect, what, nearly 700,000 drivers?
That's right. Our focus today is exactly that, a substantial recall. We're pulling this straight from a Search News article published just yesterday, actually, so very fresh info. And it really shows how fast this kind of news moves, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So our mission here for you listening is to pull out the most crucial bits of information from this report. We want to make it super clear what's happened, what it really means if you happen to own one of these cars, and, you know, what steps you need to take, get you completely up to speed, but without all the jargon, without feeling overwhelmed. Right. So let's start with the numbers, the sheer scale. We're talking almost 695,000 Ford vehicles being recalled.
Yeah, it's a big one. And specifically, the breakdown is... let me see, 355,227 of the 2020 to 2022 Escape crossovers. And also 339,044 of the 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport crossovers. And the core mechanical issue, the thing flagged in the report, it's a cracked fuel injector. Seems to be mainly in the models with the 1.5 liter engine.
Okay, a cracked fuel injector. That definitely sounds serious. So what does this actually mean for someone driving one of these? Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
What's the real risk?
Well, the danger is that a crack there in the injector, it could allow fuel to leak out. And if that fuel leaks onto really hot engine surfaces, think like the turbocharger or maybe the exhaust manifold, that creates a real risk of fire. That's the main hazard Ford is trying to get ahead of here.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's all about preventing those underhood fires.
A fire risk. Okay, yeah, that is alarming. So how would you even know if this was happening? If you're a driver, I mean. Are there warning signs, things people should be looking out for?
Yes, definitely. The recall report lays out some pretty clear signs. You might... notice a strong gasoline smell, either inside the car or maybe around it when you park. Or, even more obviously, you could see smoke coming from under the hood. And importantly, there should also be some kind of warning light or maybe a message that pops up in the instrument cluster.
Okay, so there are definite signs. That's helpful. But still, hearing fire risk is going to make anyone anxious, right? Now, the report did mention something, a statistic I found really, really interesting that might actually ease some worries. Can you talk about the actual estimated number of vehicles that really have this defect? What does that small percentage tell us?
Right, that's a key piece of context.
Yeah.
So while Ford is recalling this huge number, almost 695,000 vehicles, the current estimate is that only about 0.3%, that 0.3% actually have the faulty injector.
Wow, 0.3%, that's tiny.
It really is. If you translate that percentage into a number, it's roughly 2,084 vehicles out of that massive recall pool. And what this tells us, I think, is really important for understanding recalls generally. Manufacturers, they often cast a very wide net. They identify a potential issue in a production run, maybe linked to a specific part batch or time period, and they recall the whole lot.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Exactly. Extreme caution. Rather than wait for failures, they act proactively across the whole potentially affected population. Even if, like here, the actual number of defective parts is expected to be very small. It's like a huge safety net for a relatively tiny specific problem.
Yeah, that perspective helps, knowing the odds are actually very low for any individual car. Okay, so let's shift to the fix. What's Ford actually doing about this? What's the solution?
Okay, so right now there's what they're calling an interim remedy. It involves a software update for the affected Escapes and Bronco Sports. And this update is actually quite smart. It's designed to detect if a fuel injector cracks.
The software can tell.
Apparently so. And if it detects a crack, the software does a few things automatically. It disables the high-pressure fuel pump, cutting off that fuel flow. It also derates the engine power, basically. It reduces performance so things don't get too hot.
Yeah.
and it actively tries to reduce the temperatures of those potential ignition sources in the engine bay we talked about.
Yeah.
And of course, this will all be done free of charge for the owners. Standard recall procedure.
Right. Free of charge. That's important. So a clever software patch for now. What about the timing for owners? When will they hear? And you said interim fix. Does that mean there's a permanent hardware solution coming later?
Good questions. Owners should expect to get official notification letters by August 18th, 2025.
Yeah.
So, still ways off. But Ford has apparently already let its dealer network know, so they should be prepared. And yes, the report was clear that this software update is interim. Ford will notify owners again once a permanent fix, likely a physical part replacement, is developed and available.
Got it. So August 2025 for the letters. But what if you own one of these, an Escape or a Bronco Sport in those year ranges, and you're thinking, I don't want to wait that long. What should you do right now? Is there a faster way to check?
Absolutely. You don't need to wait for the mail. The best thing to do is grab your vehicle identification number, your VIN. You can find it usually on your dashboard, visible through the windshield, or on your registration documents. Then just go online to either Ford's official recall website or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration site, NHTSA.gov. Both have tools where you can enter your VIN, and it'll tell you instantly if your specific vehicle is part of this recall, much faster. This raises an important question, though, about just how easy this information should be to access, right?
Definitely. Good tip on the VIN check. Okay, so let's quickly sum up the key takeaways from this deep dive, then. We've looked at this major Ford recall, almost 700,000 Escapes and Bronco Sports, the issue. A potential cracked fuel injector, 1.5-liter engine models mostly, leading to a fire risk. We talked about the warning signs, gas smell, smoke, dash lights. But also, the crucial context. Maybe only 0.3% of recalled vehicles actually have the bad part. And Ford's rolling out an interim software fix now free of charge with a permanent one planned later. Check your VIN online.
Exactly. And, you know, this specific Ford recall, while it's a big one, it really sits within a much broader context. It's about ongoing vehicle safety, consumer protection. The very Search News article we used, it also mentioned other recent big recalls from Nissan, from Toyota. It just underscores that recalls, while sometimes worrying, are actually a sign of the system working. It's part of the industry's continuous effort, imperfect as it might be, to keep us safer on the road. It's not an isolated event. It's constant vigilance.
That's a great point. It's not just about one component failing. This deep dive, it really opens a window onto that whole complex dance between, you know, manufacturer responsibility, the amazing diagnostic tech now built into cars, and frankly, our own role as consumers in staying informed and taking action. It really makes you think, doesn't it? As our vehicles get smarter and more complex, how is our relationship with vehicle safety itself going to change? What new things might we, as drivers, need to be aware of or even responsible for in the future? Something to ponder.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.